Good morning. I'm Kara Lawrence. This is Let's Hear It. And as promised, we'll be previewing some of the films sponsored by the Kalamazoo Film Society this hour, and much more than that. It's 75 degrees currently in Kalamazoo. Highs today will be in the upper 70s with mostly sunny skies. For tonight, look for clear skies, lows in the low 50s, and sunny for Saturday, highs in the upper 70s. This is a long weekend, so looking ahead, on Independence Day, sunny with highs in the upper 80s, and on Monday, also sunny with highs in the upper 80s. Looks like clear skies and sunshine for the weekend. Well, this is a great way to start the weekend, is learning about what the Kalamazoo Film Society is up to these days. And I'd like to welcome back to WMUK Dara Strauss, president of the Kalamazoo Film Society. Hello.
Hi, thank you.
And Madeline Cimini, intrepid movie watcher and longtime member. And it's nice to have you back, Madeline.
Thank you so much, Kara.
So we have a few films to talk about currently showing, as well as coming up, and a virtual film discussion. So perhaps you could give us the overall update, Dara, as films roll through and come and go. That's the nature of this
It series. Is, and it's so exciting to have these four films that we're going to talk about. We're thrilled to be offering all four to the Kalamazoo community. Madeline has seen the two that are currently screening at Celebration. We do partner with Celebration. It's been a great partnership. I've been to the theater several times. I can't even count how many times, and it's felt very comfortable every single time. You feel like they've really thought about how to be safe, and this was even before the mandate was lifted. So it feels so great to be back, and I forgot how much I love seeing a film on the big screen, and it's just wonderful.
I want everybody to grow up watching films on the big screen. This new generation sees them on a phone. They're watching their favorite Marvel characters in a 4-inch screen. So yeah. It is my hope that everyone will at least get to experience big screen theatrical films.
Right.
There's just something about the size and the communal nature of it.
Right, right.
So,
well, we have two that are currently showing, and since Madeline has seen both of them,
okay,
I thought maybe she could talk about both. And one of them that is currently screening will be our feature at our next virtual lobby. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Why don't we start with the film that opened on Wednesday?
And that is Zola. And I did see it on Wednesday with about 10 or 12 other people, which was interesting because you mentioned communal nature of seeing a film. It's based on a Twitter thread, 148 tweets that were sent in 2015 about a young woman who was a waitress and a dancer, a pole dancer or stripper, and she met someone, and this woman invited her on a trip to Florida because they could make money. And I would describe it perhaps as a fever dream. It's funny. It's sinister. Taylor Page plays the lead waitress, Asia. You may remember her from Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Coleman Domingo, also from that film, is in this. He plays a roommate, pimp, drug trafficker, sex trafficker, not a pleasant character. And the woman who is his friend is Riley Keough, and she is Elvis Presley's granddaughter, Lisa Marie Presley's daughter. And watching her, she looks so much like Lisa Marie Presley. But what people need to know, the language is raw. The B word, the N word, the F word are sprinkled through and used profusely throughout. As I said, there were parts that were funny. The audience was laughing at things that I wasn't laughing at. And I'm thinking perhaps this is not this movie wasn't made for me. And yesterday on 1A on WMUK, mm-hmm. they interviewed Asia King and the writer, Edwin O. Harris, or I know his last name is Harris, but Asia King is still a sex worker. She takes pride in her sexuality, in the agency she has over her own body, and she also takes charge, and I don't want to give the plot away, but it is, again, based on this 48-hour viral thread that really did go viral. And the film was originally going to be made by James Franco, and then he had to drop out. So it then went to, what is her name, Janixa Bravo, and having a black woman direct this, I think everyone felt much more comfortable. So it's only 90 minutes, I can guarantee.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty good for being based on a Twitter thread, like getting 90 minutes out of it.
There were a few embellishments, but I can guarantee you this. You have never seen anything like this in the theater before.
Perhaps, Dara, you could expand on the idea of taking stories from unusual sources. I think feel like we had a discussion about a film that wasn't necessarily based on these sources, but used emails as a way of moving the plot
profile.
Forward. Yeah,
it and that has still stuck with me. It's just really interesting, and it engages different senses when you're in the theater. Then you are, you know, you're not just sitting there. You kind of have to like be reading a lot and putting it together. And so in profile, they'd be typing. Does it even call typing, keyboarding, whatever they're calling it now? But you know how you will think about something and then go back and erase it. And they would show all of that all the time. And it was very, I just was on the edge of my seat the whole time watching Profile. And this sounds very similar.
It was suspenseful, but also almost voyeuristic, because all you see is this tablet screen or computer screen. And this woman is engaging in pretty risky behavior.
This
and
is Profile.
Profile, yes, yeah. I'm sorry. And at any point, if she clicks on the wrong button or erases or goes to the wrong site, she could be found out. So it was suspenseful, but also, as I said, a little bit voyeuristic. Huh. And Zola is not, but it is a world that I know absolutely nothing about. And I'm glad that I saw it, but people do need to know that they will see things that full frontal nudity, male full frontal nudity, close up, that they might not feel comfortable with.
That's Zola, currently showing at Celebration Cinema.
Excuse
and
me.
Is a Kalamazoo Film Society pick. You can learn more about it, and show times are posted at Kalamazoo or calfilmsociety.org.
Dot net, actually.
Dot net.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
yeah.
you. It's Friday. Thank you for the correction. CalFilmSociety.net. Zola, which, yeah, if you were listening to 102.1, you would have heard a lot about yesterday. And taking film plots or films being written around something like a Twitter thread or a podcast or even a radio show, like I think they've borrowed stories from This American Life now. So
indeed,
there's writers are always looking for good sources, and this Twitter thread was certainly certainly inspirational to the filmmakers. Shall we move on to the next currently showing film, which I'm really, as a music fan, wow, this is going to be a highlight of my year.
As well it should be. I actually saw it at home this morning at 1:30. And because I have been waiting for it since I heard that it was being made or that it had been made. And most people know Questlove. He is the band leader and drummer of the band The Roots. And he comes from a musical family. And 50 years ago, there was an amazing, amazing music, cultural, political, spiritual festival in Harlem, 100 miles south of Woodstock, and no one had ever seen this footage. And he put it together. He crafted the film, including the archival footage, interviews with people who were there. The narrative thread is just so, so, so well done. And what's interesting, at Woodstock, every once in a while you would see a child or a baby more. There were lots of children at this festival. People were dressed in suits. David Ruffin came out with a suit and a tie, you know, a great big bow tie. And my heart is still racing because I love this. I can't wait to see this at Celebration Cinema on the big screen, because we always think of big screen, but there's also big sound. And there are musical performances in it. And everything from the Edwin Hawkins Singers to, as I said, David Ruffin, Stevie Wonder. And I don't know if anyone has seen In the Heights, this celebration of Black and Brown. This as well is a celebration. Ray Barretta's in it. What's his name? Hugo Montenegro? Grazing in the Grass? Ooh, that neuron just split. But it's a celebration not just of Black culture, but Latin culture. Lin-Manuel Miranda and his father appear briefly talking
them?
About this.
Oh.
It's glorious. It's only 2 hours. It could have been 6 hours for me. I would. This is one where it could have been a little bit longer, but it's still perfect. I mean, that's me selfishly thinking I would like to see more of this. But I grew up watching Soul Train and hearing people talk about, you know, their afros. And you see people in suits and people in dashikis. And it's wonderful. Bravo to this man. He really, really gave us something to rejoice in.
And the name of it is The Summer of Soul.
directed by Amir Khalib Thompson, who goes by Questlove. Right. And weren't you just astounded that, well, I mean, it sounds like you really liked it, Madeline, but this is the first film he's ever directed, I think, or first feature.
Exactly. And I think because it was a labor of love, and he has the connections to his history. And I think the other thing is, where in the world, why did this sit for 50 years somewhere that no one said, hey, you know, we've got something. You know, wouldn't someone like to see this? Maybe it needed to be shown now, everything that's been going on for the past year and a half or so. Maybe it's we need to revisit this and remember what was there and where the path we should be again. It's just amazing. I can't speak highly enough.
Did he answer the question in the film about why the footage was not seen for so long?
Not directly, but the idea is, where did Woodstock, you know, get all this? Because Sly and the Family Stone performed at both.
Oh, right.
So
right.
Why one and not the other?
Yeah.
And It was really well done. And if you like history, culture, music, this is a film for you. And if you don't, this is a good introduction to all of these things, lovingly crafted.
And because of this, and we've been so excited to see this film. It's called, again, The Summer of Soul. It is in celebration today. It begins, and it's also on Hulu, which is how Madeline stayed up to 1:30 last night to watch it. So, and because of that, it will be our feature for our next virtual lobby. That's our film discussion that we've been having about once a month. And it's this Thursday on July 6th. Is that the date?
8th.
July 8th at 7 o'clock. Anyone can join us on Zoom for our discussion. We're continuing on Zoom. We have found that that has worked really well. And people can be sitting at home and join the discussion. And we've had really good turnout, really important discussions. Everyone feels comfortable to bring their own viewpoint. And the different viewpoints give us all different perspectives on what we have seen.
Interesting that I've been a part of another group that said, oh, no, we have to meet in person so that we can really share our opinions and get you know, things really hashed out. And part of me was like, I do better at home on Zoom when I can think my thoughts, get them down, and then get them out a little easier somehow. So it doesn't work, you know, face-to-face isn't always the answer.
Right, and we have great leaders, too, in our discussions.
Discussion leaders,
yeah. Yeah, and they pay really good attention to make sure that everyone is offered a chance to, you know, there's always people that will talk more than others in a discussion, but they're very aware of people who maybe haven't said anything, and they make sure that they're offered a chance to, you know, say a few comments if they want.
The virtual lobby discussion is set for 7 o'clock next Thursday via Zoom. And here's now our chance to plug the Kalamazoo Film Society membership. It is a low-cost membership that will offer you discounts all year long on films in the theater. You can go see Summer of Soul for full price and join the discussion, too, if you contact the Film Society through the website, calfilmsociety.net. But, the membership is...
It's
$10. $10, right.
And you get a discount. So every film that you see that we've offered at Celebration, you get a discount depending on what time you're seeing it. But...
It brings the price down to under $10.
It does, like $7.50, I think. And, you know, that quickly... Your $10 membership can quickly take care of that.
And both of you, I think, are preparing the weekly or the newsletter that comes out.
Well, it's Madeline. she's a great writer. And then with our other team, they send it out via email and also it's on our website, the synopses of the different films.
May I ask for a follow-up on the grant applications? I'm not sure you're still progressing with that.
We have honored a grant to a recipient. We're not yet quite ready to announce who won.
Okay.
But
Time.
Madeline and I were just talking about it before this, that we're going to put something out and contact the person to make sure that we have the right kind of PR that they want.
Mm-hmm. Progressing is the perfect word. Progressing is that's the perfect way to describe it. And those neurons just knit. Hugh Masekela, another performer.
Incredible.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah, who wouldn't
Summer
want to
Soul.
See this lineup?
I know.
Yeah, and at a certain moment in time when culture was being celebrated, when Black Pride was being celebrated, when Latino Pride was being celebrated, and it all coming together in New York, in the city, in Harlem.
In Harlem. Right.
Yeah. This sounds as significant as the other festival that was getting held that summer up north.
But I think Madeline's point that now is a good time to have this film. You know, and might even be more important now than it might have been 40, 50 years ago.
Exactly. It might have gotten sort of, this would be the B side. You know, Woodstock would be the A side, and this would be the B side.
A certain media narrative that could have happened, yes.
Mm-hmm. And again, everything that's happened in the past year and a half or so, I think... Harmonic convergence,
it's
maybe.
Very, so fresh and yet 50 years old. Mm-hmm. Well, let's continue on with the two films that are coming to theaters.
Right. They're coming, they're opening on July 16th. The one has been a trailer we've been seeing over and over again at Celebration, and we're both really excited to see it. It's called I Carry You With Me. It's about two Mexican men who meet and begin a romantic relationship that spans decades and borders. So it looks really interesting. It looks beautifully shot.
And I need to sort of butt in here because, as Dara said, I do craft our newsletters, for lack of a better word, the emails that we send out. And I try to capture the film but not provide too many details. But I also don't want to spoil it for myself. And I have been waiting for this film. It was supposed to start in May, but then it got pushed back as people are reconfiguring as everything is opening. And I wrote that it was a first-time director. Well, it's a first-time director, Heidi Ewing, for a narrative. Mm-hmm. She's done documentaries. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is she actually knows two men. So she based the story on them. So it is scripted, but it is based on the relationship of two men that
to actual people
yeah. who she knows. So it's their story. So it's a semi-documentary. I don't know, but I have been swooning over this film since maybe March when
I first saw the preview.
But wait till you see it. As Dara said, it is beautiful. And
it's called I Carry You With Me, directed by Heidi Ewing. Is this a Mexican production or an American film?
American, but it is in Spanish with English subtitles. And getting back to the, I did not know this when I put together this little review, but one reviewer described it as part lyrical romance, part immigrant justice documentary. Maybe she knew the story. I did not at the time, but again, timely, topical, what people struggle with mm-hmm. daily, mm-hmm. you know, perhaps not so much here, but not very far from here, you can see people picking our fruit and vegetables, and maybe some of them have stories as compelling as these two men who wound up in New York in the restaurant business. And isn't that a good segue to our next film? I didn't realize that.
Restaurant theme. Oh, I see. Yes. Yeah, okay. I'll give it away, Dara.
Okay. It's called Road Runner, a film about Anthony Bourdain. And if people know Anthony Bourdain, he was a very famous chef and a bigger-than-life personality on his TV shows. As it says in the trailer, it doesn't end. It does not have a happy ending. We all probably know about what happened to Anthony Bourdain, but we did want to mention that the director is Morgan Neville, who also did 20 Feet from Stardom, and also Won't You Be My Neighbor, about Mr. Rogers. So obviously a very good director, and so I'm so excited to see this film too, because the director. What I think he does very well is not only give us a portrait of a person, but it's a complete portrait of a person. So exploring maybe some of the dark side of Anthony Bourdain and what he was dealing with.
He was dealing with depression all his life, and he, in the middle of, you know, shooting a TV show in a beautiful location, mm-hmm. took his own life. Mm-hmm. And we were all so shocked. In fact, it seemed like some sort of joke or like, no, that's fake.
Right.
I still don't believe it in some ways. I have been a fan of his for so long. And he actually created the genre of, you know, cuisine travel. Mm-hmm. And now there must be 7 or 8 shows that I'll try to do what he did. Mm-hmm. And he had a show from Laos, and the last 5 minutes were probably the most beautiful 5 minutes of any film I've seen on television, where people put candles in little paper boats and they put them on the river, and you can hear, sounds like gamelan music maybe, but nothing else. It's not him. Then you only see over his shoulder watching this. It is so beautiful, and the fact that he really isn't here, but as you say, depression, self-medication, it's a terrible, terrible, terrible disease.
I wonder if in some way it did help him identify with people who struggle. He rarely went to high-end restaurants when he was doing his show. He went to street vendors a lot.
And if he did, he was almost apologetic. The only criticism I have of him, he went to Sicily twice. That's where my mother's from, or my grandparents. And he did not like it. He loved the people. He loved...
So but you hold that against him.
So that's... Otherwise, he's perfect. Otherwise, he's perfect.
Well, he's a fully realized person, and this documentary should help us remember all of that. Yeah. His voice. I think we have to stop there for today. I once again want to introduce my guests, the president of the Kalamazoo Film Society, Dara Strauss, and member of the Kalamazoo Film Society, Madeline Cimini, whose newsletter you will get via email when you sign up at calfilmsociety.net. Membership's available there. They give you a discount on sponsored films at Celebration Cinema, I think is the good way to wind up and remind listeners that it's very accessible to them. And there's a chance to talk about these films as well online, right, Dara?
Right. So that's why we want to make sure that you know that this Thursday, July 8th at 7 o'clock, we have our next virtual lobby via Zoom. All you have to do is write us, and we will send you the Zoom link. And everyone's welcome.
Well, I was about 7 or 8, up in northern Canada, British Columbia, where my father was a music teacher. And for a music teacher, he had a very small record collection. But we were allowed to use the record player pretty early, my sister and I. And so one of the introductions to Black American music was an album by the Fifth Dimension. This band played at the Summer of Soul. So let's remember them with that fantastic song from the hit musical, Hair. This is Age of Aquarius, which I realize now is pretty orchestral.
Indeed, indeed.
Madeline and Dara, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kara.